Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain partly sunny with a high near 42. Tonight, a 50% chance of rain after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 33. Breezy with wind gusts up to 28 miles per hour from the southeast. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Saturday, rain likely, then rain and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m., high near 59. Again, breezy with southeast winds up to 25 miles per hour. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Saturday night, rain and possibly a thunderstorm overnight, low around 30. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. And Sunday, a slight chance of freezing rain before 7 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 37. Winds gusting as high as 33 miles per hour from the northwest. The chance of precipitation is 20%. And in the news for today, as of this writing, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office was preparing for the merging of two contingents of truckers driving in the so-called American Truckers Freedom Convoy, which is protesting against mask and vaccine mandates and in, quote, support of health freedom, according to the convoy's website. They plan to meet in Oakdale Friday afternoon, then drive along I-90 through Portage and South Beloit, Illinois. The truckers are headed to Washington, D.C. The route passes through Dane County, but it's unclear exactly what time the truckers will get there. The State Patrol said the timing is variable because the convoy is sometimes behind or ahead of schedule, that according to the Wisconsin State Journal. The Tomah Area School District, which is near Oakdale, said it plans to have a district-wide early release because of the logistical concerns and interruption to normal traffic flow. School is being let out 2 hours early, but after-school activities will still take place. One of the trucker groups started its route in North Dakota, while the other is coming from the state of Washington, according to the convoy's website. When the Washington group left Spokane earlier this week, it had about a half dozen semis and roughly 75 other vehicles. It's unclear how many vehicles are coming from North Dakota. Several convoys have cropped up in the U.S. after truckers formed blockades and caused other disruptions in Canada to protest COVID-19 restrictions. The purpose of this action by the truckers has possibly been preempted by the now-falling mask mandate measures across the country as the number of new COVID cases have been falling and mandates are ending. In other state news, the state Supreme Court split 4-3 to pick Governor Tony Evers' Wisconsin legislative maps over ones proposed by Republican leaders in the legislature. An earlier ruling helped secure the lopsided districts from the 2011 gerrymander, but the new maps also add a seventh majority black district. Because of Wisconsin's political geography, a Democratic majority in the legislature remains unlikely. In the decision, conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn sided with the court's three liberal-leaning justices, Ann Walsh Bradley, Rebecca Dallet, and Jill Karofsky. The people of Wisconsin deserve both fair process and fair maps, Bradley wrote. We have cautioned the judges should not select a plan that seeks partisan advantage. Here, the least change approach necessarily enshrines the partisan advantage adopted by the political branches 10 years ago. Its application undermines rather than fulfills the promise of a truly representative government, Bradley wrote. In the statement, Evers applauds the decision with, hell yes. Some information for this report comes with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.